You're listening to SBS News.
The Royal Commission into the state of Victoria's mental health system has sparked debate over aspects of how governments and society as a whole deals with mental health problems. Mental health consumer bodies, women's health organisations, family and sexual violence support organisations, human rights bodies, mental health clinicians and researchers are amongst those who have come together to urge action to aid the mental health of women and girls. Diane Hill is the Chief Executive of Women's Health Victoria. She says even the basic facts about mental health, as it particularly pertains to females, are not well understood.
So I think it's really not very well understood that they have much higher rates of anxiety and depression, that they experience postnatal depression, that they're more likely to experience post-traumatic stress disorder, and that suicide is a leading cause of death for young women. So I think the reason we want to talk about this is because I think the issue of gender in mental health is not understood at all.
All these mental health problems are exacerbated by certain risk factors that women are more likely to be exposed to. Jayashree Kulkarni is a professor of psychiatry at Alfred Health and Monash University in Melbourne. She says one huge risk factor in particular is violence.
The big one here, which is also a social factor, is violence, and interpersonal violence is experienced much more by women, and that has long-lasting and significant severe effects on mental health. Poverty and the other social determinants of mental health are different for women.
Professor Kulkarni says women deal with problems in different ways, and she says whilst women of all ages are affected, there are certain demographics that are more at risk than others. Amongst the most vulnerable, according to Professor Kulkarni, are Indigenous women and migrant women.
Poverty or power dynamics or violence, I mean, all of those things manifest more in certain populations of girls and women, and certainly you've mentioned, we're very concerned about Indigenous women's mental health and, a number of other issues, separation from cultural practices, isolation and so on, do affect women in different ways.
The Chief Executive of the Victorian Mental Illness Awareness Council, Maggie Toko, says women do not feel safe within the mental health system. She says the recommendations of previous inquiries that have shown precisely this must be implemented. But she also says the fact that people are at least talking about mental health in society more broadly shows at least some progress.
The fact that the issue's been raised, that it's been tabled, that it's been put out there, those are all positive signs. But what needs to come after that is the actual change.
The Women's Mental Health Alliance is calling on all parties to work together to find solutions. Professor Kulkarni is calling for more dedicated research focused specifically on female mental health and the upskilling of clinical service providers to better help women and girls. Ms. Hill says finding solutions starts with reducing risk factors.
How we can stop and prevent family violence, how we can stop and prevent sexual harassment and sexual abuse of women, those types of things will go a long way to reducing some of the risk factors that really impact the lives of women. So if we get gender equality, we will significantly change the impact of mental health on women.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.